There's been a steady shift in how some Americans prefer to live, a movement away from suburbia and a car-based existence and toward walkable communities, urban centers, and traditional main streets. In one very old New Hampshire town, private developers are trying to build a new shopping and residential district and create an authentic downtown from scratch. Todd Bookman from New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
The southern New Hampshire towns of Londonderry and Derry used to be just one place. It was a single sprawling farm town blessed with decent soil.
But then when the boundary split, Derry became that large community, even though it was Londonderry, and Londonderry became the rural farming side of town.
This is Kevin Smith, a longtime resident on the Londonderry side, the side that never fully developed after the 1827 divorce.
There is still no sort of main street, main drag, right?
There isn't. There isn't. And that's one thing I've heard since the time, you know, I was a kid to now being town manager, is that Londonderry's never had a true downtown center of commerce.
Londonderry hasn't exactly suffered from this void. It's a prosperous community of about 25,000 people with good schools and well-loved apple orchards that give it a rural charm. But 296 years after its founding, Londonderry is about to undergo an experiment. Private developers are trying to build the main street here that history never did.
The golden goose has laid her eggs, and they're right here in Londonderry.
That is an excited Tom Dolan, chair of Londonderry's town council, during the groundbreaking ceremony for Woodmont Commons. Woodmont Commons is a development project on a scale never seen before in New Hampshire. The idea is to turn more than 600 acres of land, most of it former apple orchards, into a tidy New England village, complete with shops, parks, and housing. It's going to take 20 years to finish.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you? Come on in.
Nice to see you.
Ari, good to see you.
Ari Pollack is a lawyer helping to get Woodmont Commons up and running. He's offered to drive me around the site, a site you still need a bit of imagination to picture. Right now, where the orchard used to stand, it's mostly piles of dirt and construction equipment. Pollack points to where the first phase of buildings could pop up next year if the weather cooperates. There's going to be a brew pub, a performing arts venue, shops, restaurants, with apartments above.
We get calls regularly for inquiries for the apartments. When are they going to be ready? When can I sign up? When can I move in? You know, tell me how it's going to look. What's it going to feel like? What's it going to smell like?
While there's no smell just yet, that demand is a good sign. Because Woodmont is going to need a lot of it. There are more than 1,400 residences planned, including townhouses and single-family homes, and more than 1.5 million square feet of commercial and office space. Woodmont is in part modeled on other developments popping up in the South and Midwest, projects like Easton in Columbus, Ohio, and the River District in Charlotte, North Carolina. They are a complete 180 from how most development was done during the past 50, 60-plus years. That is cul-de-sacs.
Because that was the American dream. A suburban house, a lot, and with a picket fence and a lawn to mow, and so forth and so on.
This is Peter Francis, a close observer of the region's housing trends. He says there's been a shift in consumer demands. Many younger families and young professionals can't afford the property taxes that come with 2,500 square feet of house set on 2 acres, to say nothing of the time suck that is weekly yard work. On the other side of adulthood, empty nesters, baby boomers, they're looking to downsize. Woodmont is the private market's response. But Francis says there needs to be a balance.
So do you like this idea, this concept of a mixed-use downtown, a sort of manufactured downtown?
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Now, you know, would I want to see 50 of them? No.
Too many of these, he says, and you lose what makes New Hampshire, New Hampshire.
You can make lists and lists and lists of things that could go wrong.
Elizabeth Wood is a town planner, an outgoing state director of the New Hampshire Planners Association. She says anything on the size and scale of what developers have planned for Londonderry presents risks.
A lot can happen to the economy in the next 20 years. The wind could shift.
People's tastes could change. The pendulum could swing back to white picket fences and suburbia. Another risk is if the architecture and landscaping fall flat, Woodmont could have all the appeal of living in an outlet mall, and in the process lose one of the historic apple orchards that define what Londonderry was and is. Kirsten Hildenen grew up in town and serves on the Londonderry Historical Society.
I will say the one nice thing about having a development like this encased in one small area is if it is generic and boring and a poor imitation of what it would be like to live in an urban center, then there's still the rest of the town. So this isn't going away.
Londonderry, she says, doesn't need Woodmont to create a community. That's already here, even without a downtown. But the housing and quality of life it could bring, Hildenen is down with that.
You know, when the condos go on sale, I'm probably going to be pretty far up in line to get one.
Developers are hoping that line will be a long one. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.
You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure.
I hear that. All I can think of now is that Seinfeld episode. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.